The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hey, are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting. Are we?
We're podcasting.
We're podcasting.
Thanks for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. If you want to view this podcast, which I highly encourage for two reasons. One, Jen is wearing the most adorable multi-patterned shirt that I've seen her wear yet, and we all know how she loves a good print. This is, though, all the prints got together, got really hammered, made sweet love to each other, had a baby, and popped out this shirt.
It's my dream shirt. It's my dream shirt. If they made it in like different hues and colors and stuff,
I think
I would
does have different hues and colors. It's got color on the rainbow in it.
Fallish. Like if they made this in like a spring version with like pinks and stuff, I would get that one also. It's bright. I can't take the criticism seriously from a woman wearing a red ski cap and a bright blue shirt.
Hey. Ski cap, super comfortable. And we've all seen it 1,000 times. I'm never going to stop wearing it. Plus, it's the holiday season. Second thing I'm wearing, it's welcome to our new thing that I just came up, new segment called, get this, Fit Check, as in Czechoslovakian.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm wearing a turquoise shirt made for us by Heather in Sioux City.
Sioux City, Iowa.
With a bunch of nurses. And on the front, it has been cricketed. And it says beige and delicious.
Like from our Spanx video.
This is going to be my new thing. I'm going to wear a new t-shirt that's been given to me by an awesome mom every week until I have more left.
I love it. I love it so much.
It's my fit check. Czechoslovakian.
Here's another thing you can do if you want to see how fit and how Czech we are. Is you can go to imomsohard.com and get tickets to our live show, the Flashback Tour.
Yep.
We have 24 shows coming to
in
you
February
city,
and March. March is the big month, right? February, March, May.
February, March. Weirdly, not April and May.
Yes, because my daughter was like, if you miss my birthday.
Just, is she taking the whole month or just the...
She's in middle school, so...
It's,
yep.
Yeah.
There's a game and there's a post.
Yep, I
probably.
I like that for my birthday, too.
Yeah. Finn's like, are you going to even be here for my birthday? I'm like, you hit 13. It's... We're
you
doing
want
our best.
Me there even?
You
do
want
you,
me, do you
want
even
me
want
to be there?
No, because we're going to... there we go. Just
see?
I'll pay for... I'll organize it.
Also, follow us on all the socials. Rate, review, and subscribe. Send us your questions, your comments, and whatnot.
Yes.
They could make it to a mom box. Although today's special holiday, Black Friday episode...
Black Friday today?
Nope.
Oh, wait.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. We're heading into Thanksgiving. And then
guys,
Friday
what
is
just
Black
happened?
Friday. I don't know. You should have
what
seen her
happened?
Face. This is another reason to watch it on the YouTube because her face was like,
who? Do you want to know why that is?
Because I could actually see her sphincter tighten on her butt when she
did that.
You know
why? You know why? Because for two reasons. First
it's
of all, did
pickup.
I just have a stroke and forgot about Thanksgiving? Second of all, that would mean my parents are here and I forgot that. And third, Black Friday is my birthday.
Oh! Ooh, oh, man.
So I just had a panic attack. My butthole did just, I thought, oh, great.
By the way,
faster.
Yeah, we're recording this a few days in advance. But by the way, Kristen has not yet decided whether or not we can do a birthday episode. I very much want to do one. I think maybe we do a post-birthday wrap-up sort of situation.
Called a eulogy?
No.
It's great. I'm handling it really well.
I'm sure I will provide some drunken debauchery at that party.
Sounds like it's getting put together. My husband, so Jen and my husband, thank God.
Very much because I'm helping your mom with Christmas gifts right now.
Good luck. My mom called me twice on the way here.
Oh, I'm like, call Jen. Of my text. No,
call,
I know.
Call Jen,
about Thanksgiving?
Man. Just about all of it. She's also telling me she wants to come out for Finn's graduation from eighth grade. I'm like, we're not even past the holidays. I can't. She just, I got like a type A on my hands.
Yeah, you do.
And she had a type, I think I'm a type A minus B plus or with attention deficit disorder. So I am her worst nightmare. I am so unorganized.
Delilah made me watch this YouTube video and it's this guy who said, I don't know what ADs are, but my doctor said I got 80 of them. And then he does a backflip into a lake. It's awesome.
Oh man, that's accurate.
Yeah.
So my husband, God bless him, former fraternity bro.
Yep.
That comes handy in a party.
Yeah.
Party situation.
That's why we're doing KY wrestling at your party.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, okay, so we got to have the DJ inside our house. I go, no, we do not. He goes, you can't have a house party and have the DJ outside. I go, yes, you can if you own the house. You can't. We're not putting away our Christmas tree. I go,
I agree with Colin because that neighbor of yours, unless you bring that neighbor over and we
show him your boobs,
put something in his drink, he's going to be compliant.
If I invite John and there's a chance that he will see attractive women, in which he will.
Kristen, I'll do what I have to do.
John, don't get mad at us. Don't put out your parking cones. Jen will show you her boobs.
Okay.
He's
going to be like, oh, that one is really a weird direction.
Nope. That guy. He'll be like, how are they doing us now?
Well, maybe you could do like a little cute note and give it to the
neighbors. I'm going to give earplugs and a note and an invitation to every neighbor. And if the cops get called, maybe I think they're dancers.
I will say on my 30th birthday party, which I celebrated in Long Beach, I'm not bragging, but I am bragging. The cops came three times and it was the same cop, but I thought it was a different one every time because I was
inebriated.
Yeah. But I was really trying to, flirt with those cops, and they were not having it.
I know.
They were like, we're serious. Like, we will take you right now, ma'am.
You're like, take me.
Take me where?
Put the cuffs on. What's up? Let me play some music for you.
Those zip ties hurt, sir.
Yeah. Those are real. Yeah. I thought we were role-playing.
Yeah.
You got me in your squad car.
Put the boombox away, ma'am. We are here on official
business.
No one's
giving you lipstick for your intake picture. Like, you're
she's my cherry pie.
Whoa.
Ma'am, stop it. You're just making it louder.
You're on my leg. This is embarrassing for everybody.
I know. Well, I'm too old to do that this year.
Well, we're keeping the DJ from 7 to 10. I think that's reasonable. Everybody can
reasonable
calm down.
Yes.
Everybody can calm down. If the cops come, I'll be like, you know what? You've seen me before. I was just the one that called you.
And it's your birthday. You do what you want. And what if you want is to be in bed at a decent time? You do that.
We all know that's the lane I'm in. It's going to be everybody goes in a reasonable hour. You know what the good news is? You know what? We don't have the next day. Soccer!
Oh, God save us.
So my kids' teams didn't win, so no playoffs. I've never had to hide my enthusiasm. I was late. The kids were like, Mom, we lost it after sudden death. And I was like this. So does that mean that, like, it's over? Yeah. The season's over.
Oh, well, chin up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's
my cherry pie. Well, mine, this is
you're
the universe.
You're still going.
Boom. It's so bad. This is the universe messing with me because it knows how much I am tired of soccer. And like Delilah's last volleyball game was yesterday, and they're like, there's a parents versus kids game. I go, no.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. We're done.
It's November, man. We're in the holidays.
I made my banquet meal.
What's going on?
But Delilah, I will say I'm proud of both of the kids because their last games, which they both lost, but that's Delilah's still going to regionals for whatever reason, because the universe hates me, is Delilah worked harder than she ever has. Dash played harder than he ever has in losing that game that, like, his old coach saw from another field. He goes, what happened to Dash, man? He
was, yeah, that's great.
Like, I've never seen him move that quickly ever on goalie. And he had three, like, somebody was like Beckham bending the ball like around him. He got scored on three times, but we were like, I don't know who could have stopped those.
Yeah,
really.
Man,
like,
sometimes they're just inevitable.
Coming in at the upper corner. I mean, these are under 12 right now. So there's not.
Well, I was on the field and I was like watching this team, my son's team. And I was like, crap, they're going to win. And I did a good Samaritan thing.
What?
Well, I found a fancy ass iPhone.
Ooh.
A brand new iPhone. Uh-oh. And on the back was, you know, the case, which I could tell it was a mom going, if I ever see this phone without a case on it, I swear to God, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Because it was like a puffy Nike case. And I was like, this is a kid's phone. And I didn't know how to find out how to reach the person that owned the phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually tricky. So I note to all, on your phone, you have an emergency ID that you can put on there that will list the parents' numbers and stuff. But if you don't set it up, it ain't on there. So
good to know.
I Googled, I was like, I found the phone. I was asking everybody, anybody's phone, anybody's phone? Googled, found the emergency ID, called mom first. What does that tell you? Always. She was listed second. I called her first.
Sure.
She's in Nashville. She's calling dad. I'm seeing the text come through on the phone. They are not good.
Uh-oh.
Dad is in
deep shit.
Deep shit. She's like, there is a nice woman that is holding Aiden's phone and you need to go get it from her. She's wearing a striped sweater and it's like, vr, 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 and I just say, and so finally we connected and I gave him his phone back.
She, the lady that wears Waldo hat, just making sure, because Kristen wears that everywhere this time of year.
I was wearing my bright striped sweater, standing with my hands on my hips, waiting
with
for
her blue scarf wrapped around
waiting for
her
and his dad
big
to show
black
up.
Glasses.
Yep. I'm like, is this your phone? And the kid was like, I was like, I got it, bud. But, you know, so the phone's going nuts with mom being like, and this is why we said we weren't going to give you a phone, because we knew you would lose it. But
that's
he didn't.
Fun.
We got it back. So soccer has come to a close.
Well, good for you. I mean, Dash's team, I mean, it was a lot. I'm glad that his is over. All right. I have a good Samaritan thing that will really bring us into this Christmas-related episode. This is a mom box, and I don't even know she's a fan, but if anybody knows her.
That's random. She like.
I saw this today, and I absolutely loved it. Okay. So I'm in this group online called the Ladies of the San Fernando Valley, and it's great. It's like all women. Are you in it? Why are you making that face?
No.
What?
I would more likely be on the, would you like to learn how to build a catalytic converter?
It's more like, and I love it for this reason, it's more like, anybody know a good plumber, or I need my roots done in a hurry, or...
That's good.
Anybody know a pediatrician, or sometimes it's like...
I just text, those are all questions I text you.
I just moved to the area, joined the group. Does anybody want to go try this new restaurant with me or something
That's nice.
It's lovely. It's been nothing but lovely. And somebody posted today... Her name's Melissa H. So if anybody knows who this is, she said, nothing gets posted like this generally. And
okay.
I love it. I will say one other thing. Remember I read that post about how there was a woman who works as a social worker and she had a 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
And all these business owners like helped her out for the birthday party. So it's in that similar. It's just a good vibe. What is one thing you need but cannot afford right now? Everyone check to see what others say. Maybe you have it and don't need it or have a connection to get it. Never know who we can help or how we can help each other out. No requests for money. I saw this in another group and thought it was a really, really cool to watch people connect and help each other out. So I saw a mom posted she needs clothes for her 7 and 10-year-old, and I just cleaned out Delilah's closet.
You're like, done.
I actually have a really nice shoe shelf for you if you think Eleanor can use it, actually.
Okay.
But, okay. So I got on there. She needs the sizes that I have.
Oh.
And I'm so, it's such a badass thing that women do, and it's like all the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw in there all kinds of little extra
I'm sure my post right before that was like, does anyone want to go see Gladiator 2? Watch Paul Mescal.
That's okay.
Pedro Pascal.
You know what some people do, and they don't want to go by themselves, and that's a win.
Don't worry about it when I'm writhing in my seat alone.
And by the way, we get a lot of women that come to our show, and they just became friends, or they just made friends, and we worked together, and I just asked her if she wanted to come because I bought two tickets
and stuff like that.
And like,
it makes me so happy.
It's the kind of connection that we all need,
that
you guys.
That woman's really a good person for posting that. Good on you.
And there's a lot.
Never would have crossed my mind to say it like that.
There's a million posts on there too about like other things people need and people connecting with them directly.
Yeah.
So I lost my cool with Delilah because her room's been so messy and I was like, you don't need this. It was almost like I was deciding whether or not to get rid of it based on like
how mad you were.
Tears were in her eyes.
Yeah.
Like how she could sell the hurt of getting rid of it. But
I can't get over how much. And here's the thing. My mother's coming into town and her favorite thing to do is do that passive aggressive thing where she sees Eleanor's room, which I have to say, we've moved her rooms and I have downsized over and over and over. I just keep bringing bags of clothes for Jen, which I see Delilah wear all the time, which just makes me so happy. My mom's going to walk in and she's going to say, she says the same thing. I should record it. I should call it out right now and magically have my
see
phone
that
recording.
Stories or
she'll
something.
Go, you know, gosh, she just has a lot of stuff. She really does. You know, I get it. You guys like to have a lot of stuff. Not me. I like to keep things clean. I don't like to have a lot of stuff. So I have
I'm
to
not
get Eleanor
her in the bedrooms of my house.
No,
she's
she would never say that to you. She only says it to me. I'm like, am I supposed to be some like Scandi like? I have to downsize some stuff before she gets
I think you're
in.
Doing
Who needs a bed?
You do a lot better job than I do about it. But I think right now I'm in this phase where, and I had this thought today, I'm just going to buy my kids clothes and things that I don't like. And then they're going to like them.
Yep.
Because sometimes I buy stuff and I'm like, oh, that's cute. I think Delilah would
not
like that.
Not if you like it.
God, no. Nope, she doesn't like it. And so then it's like, and then you wear it once and I can't take it back.
Yeah.
I can't exchange it. Nothing makes me more mad than that.
Yeah. I see Delilah wearing Eleanor's stuff and I'm like, not that Delilah, they don't have that different of style and both of them have cute style. But I'm like, does Delilah like overalls? I've never seen her wear overalls before, but I'm going to give her these because they're so cute and she wears them all the dang time.
Yeah.
And they look so cute
they're
on her.
They're so cute.
Yeah. But it's funny because I don't think if you would have bought her those overalls, she would have worn them.
She wouldn't have. No, I have bought her overalls and I'm giving them away to somebody today because
you need to give me the clothes that you want her to wear and I'll say they're a bag from Eleanor and then she'll wear them.
Oh my God. I'm telling you, it will work.
Yeah.
It will absolutely. She might figure it out though. She's very crafty in that way.
But yes.
I mean, do you want to see? Should I tell you?
Okay, well, what's the thing we're going to talk about today?
Oh, favorite things, Christmas.
Favorite things.
But here's like a reasonable wish list, but I did bring Delilah's wish list for this year.
Oh.
This is, it's handwritten, but I can post it.
It's two categories.
It's two columns.
Does one of them say a flume?
Well, there are so many things on here, and I'm such a bitch. I was going to go like, if you've misspelled it, then I'm not going to buy it for you. Or that it just opens the door to store brand, okay? Because she spelled Sephora with an F. Okay?
Oh God, that knocks out $800.
I know.
That
I just saved me some cash.
You just
right?
saved. You should put that on a card
I'm
for yourself.
Have her go correct it and be like, look, Santa is
spell it right or
knows
don't get
you're of the age where he expects you to
spell check.
Spell
baby.
Check. This
it's not
stuff.
That hard,
right? God, there's it's just so much. It's all skincare.
Oh.
And it's something she already owns.
Eleanor did put on her list Jen painting. And I was like, I got immediately mad because I was like, what kind of painting does Jen do that you would want that I can't do? Thank you. And then I look closer and it's supposed to be gem painting.
Oh.
Where you paint with gems.
Oh, okay.
Thank
yeah.
you, Michael, for thank another God, thing I with small ass pieces that go right up the old vacuum. And here's the thing. I can party with some of this stuff. Eleanor's list is pretty reasonable. And then there's parts of it that are completely unreasonable.
Yeah. Like what?
We recently ran into the terrible situation where our friend brought over their new puppy.
Oh, I
and
like this.
I have never seen Eleanor come more undone and envious and pissed off and wanting a new dog. And her arguments were
solid.
Solid?
Yep, yep.
But I can't handle a third dog. And she was so mad. So it is on the list that she wants a dog from that litter, from the local rescue, and she, God bless her, she still believes in Santa. So I think the letter's going to say something like, that bitch at my house won't give me that dog, but I think you might.
I saw you send a couple DMs. I know.
Shut up. Yeah. Shut up.
I'm just feeling it out. I'm just feeling it out. Nobody's ever just felt out a puppy.
You know what? Okay? You know what we are? We're like the married couple that has to share a Facebook account because somebody cheated. Yeah. So then you can, everything's transparent. Now that we have to share a friggin' Instagram and you get a little weight because we have good numbers, I'm like, I get top of the box when I go to a friggin' pet inquiry place because I want my daughter to love me.
Can you read her whole list? Because I want to see what kind of overlap we got going on here.
All right.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
I'm going to read Eleanor's list.
Okay.
And some of it, oh God, again, Sephora with you.
Oh, let me start off by just saying, fuck you, Sephora.
Fuck you, Sephora. It's specific.
And I love you, but.
I love you. Yeah. I actually like Ulta better. I'm going to say it. Sephora, you want my love back, send us gift cards.
I tell you what, every time I've gone into Sephora lately to ask for a brand I want,
they don't have it.
Yeah.
We have one in our neighborhood, which is terrible, and it's next to Trader Joe's nightmare all there all the time. And I have so many freaking points that Eleanor knows if she buys something, my points are... And then Colin's like, wait, how much did you have to spend to get that many?
Don't worry about it.
I know.
So I did get Delilah Rio San de Janeiro or whatever it is, one of those like mini kits.
Yep.
It was 500 points. And like I had to call over all over town because they were out of them at the one by
me. You're so committed. I would not.
She really wanted it. And she
that's why I say put it on the list. I like the one thing.
I know. I should have given it to her.
Put it on the
Christmas.
List.
Yeah.
And right now we are PSA. We are in the you want this, it goes on the list. Same with,
oh, yeah.
I can't do anything until after the holidays.
Yeah.
We are squarely in that place in life right now. So my daughter, if she wants all this crap, she can ask for it on our list.
Okay.
First one, she's very specific, and I think her list is pretty decent. Touchland Mango Hand Sanitizer.
Okay, I got that on my list, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Glenda Glow Drops. Very big, and thank you, Wicked, for all your marketing.
Oh.
In particular, Glenda Glow Drops. Is that Elf, and can it be? I think that's expensive stuff.
Glow drops. Oh, that's on my list. It's on
that's
my
glow
list.
Drops.
I got my wish list or like my recommendation.
Is that on yours?
I have Elf glow drops.
Yeah, they're really
they're
big
awesome.
Right now.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what this is. Box Lunch Stitch Sweater.
Box Lunch is a store in the mall.
Oh, I know.
So
what
it's
it
a
is.
Lilo and Stitch sweater or it's shows
Lilo. It's a Lilo and Stitch sweater at Box Lunch, which is going to be so expensive. Okay, here's her big asks. She put it on the list. Apple AirPods is number one.
Oh.
She doesn't have her own AirPods and she can use them at school.
Wait, buds or the big ones?
No, the pods, the ones that will get lost.
Earbuds.
The ones that pop out that will get lost.
Yeah.
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 She wants those. And then it says Charlie's Dog's Sibling.
Okay.
On the official list.
You know, it is fair because, like, we have sibling dogs, and I see her, I see where she's like, you and your friend have sibling dogs, so my friend and I.
And it is sad because her friend moved to New York. Eleanor's just feeling this is her transferring her feelings because she really misses her buddy. And she thinks if she has a dog, that her dog also has a sibling too. They're connected and they have, and it's also a way to manipulate me, which is easy. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. It doesn't take much.
I'm saying four is definitely too many dogs. Three.
Jen, don't talk to Eleanor about it, I swear to God.
I won't.
Apple Pencil, which she's lost the last one.
Yep.
Blue Care Bear onesie.
Cute.
Real nerd right in the space. Sage green iPod case. The Buds case.
Oh, okay.
Sage green in particular.
Okay.
Wicked poster. She's such a nerd. So great. And then a Jen painting, which is Jem spelled
Jem
wrong.
Painting.
Jem okay. painting. Now, here are
Thank
the clothes
God,
that
I
she
can't
wants.
Paint anything that well.
I just want you to think budget now. This is the clothes. And she has a cosmetics section, a random section, and a clothes section. And the clothes, Lululemon zip-up jacket.
Oh, it's going to break the bank right there. Just that one thing.
Platform low-rise Uggs. And the heatless curlers.
Got those on my list.
I think the heatless curlers are in the wrong category. That should be cosmetic, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I think overall this is a reasonable list, minus her clothes.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Let me show you a list that is not at all reasonable.
Can you just show the list?
Yeah. Here, let me hold it up.
This is next level.
That's the list. She did decorate it. Again, I'm going to remove everything that's not misspelled, but okay. Bath bombs, Sol de Janeiro, skincare from Sephora, bubble skincare, drunk elephant skincare, glow recipe skincare, Tower 28, pink pom puff hoodie. She already has one. Stanley, she already has one. Laneige lip balm. She has like 10. Kids car that you can ride in. Taylor Swift stuff. Squishies and fidgets. Squishmallows. Money. Skincare from Ulta. Magic Mixies. Sanrio stationery. A swinging chair. Rodo's sleigh bell. Uggs. OMG dolls. Stitch plushie with a water holder in it. New iPad. Perfume. Heated blanket. Charlotte Tilbury. Charlotte Timberry. I'm not buying it.
No, buy her Charlotte Timberry. Okay. Way cheaper. It's a dollar store.
It's Timu. Yeah. Stuffies, candy, scented touchlight hand sanitizer, keychains, pillows, parentheses, fuzzy, Dork Diaries books, Preppy Lorax, stuffy, slime sweaters, room decor, another dog.
Here's the thing I like about her list. One of her options is multiple things. She's like room decor.
Yeah.
That could be five things.
She won't like what I pick out, though.
LOL dolls or whatever those
OMG
are.
Dolls.
OMG
dolls. You don't play with dolls anymore. She goes,
first of all, they're so hooch.
Yeah. She's like, these are ones you can do their makeup and stuff. They're bigger. And I was like, no.
This is a woman that this person has thought long and hard about this list and also was like, let's spend $8,000 on Christmas.
Yeah. Well,
this is not the person that is.
This I am the wrong individual to give this list to, too, because
you got to take off the ones that are misspelled.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I got a budget.
Yeah, I budget. I'm unfortunately that person.
No, I think it's smart. Well, I like, okay, so every year I talk about my friend Laura does this My Favorite Things party. And
which they're very popular.
They are.
Also, so Hoochie glad. Elf on the back of my daughter's list. Hooch Elf.
See, look, these girls tried. Delilah did a lot of like ornamentation on hers too.
She's like, just look the other way. It's blurry.
Yeah.
Look at it when you're at some Chardonnay, Mom.
Yeah, I can just get online and add to cart. Add to cart.
I remember my son had a list a few years ago. The most pragmatic list. I think the whole thing cost $17.
Oh, sure.
It was like one was like a Bart Simpson poster. It was socks. You know, his favorite underwear from Hannah Anderson.
Oh, that's what Dashes will be.
And then and then number nine on the list, or 12 things on the list. Number nine was a brother.
Well, I know what he was trying to do. It's the foot in the door
theory.
Foot
in the door. We're rolling out.
Yes.
It's a pragmatic list.
Yes.
Hard no. I'm like, I go, that ship has sailed, sir. And you also do have a sister.
Go into detail, but yeah.
I think he was like, he used to say that. He used to go, can I trade her in? Can I get a brother instead? And Eleanor was like, what the fuck, buddy? Like, I'm like right here.
Yeah.
Brothers, they're the worst, man.
It's true. It's true.
My friend told she was a redhead and the rest of them had dark hair. And my friend, who's really smart and could convince you, they had her convinced that she was adopted for like 9 years.
Oh, God.
And it like wrecked her.
Yeah.
It like really wrecked her because she looked so different than the rest of them.
Yeah.
And he would just be in the background like, and she's like, and the parents were like, no, she's not. And they'd be like, look at you. Like, so mean.
If my kids did that, I'd be like, she is. She's the only one I wanted. Oh. I'm stuck with the rest.
Yeah. She's the one I
think of it that way.
I'm in
smart asses.
Yeah. My son is, they get along really well. But like back then, I think Matthew, look at that. That's a slip. That's my brother. And I know he would have traded me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to live in someone's shadow.
I understand. I understand. My brother's very smart. He's very smart. Older siblings have a... Ooh, hot, ooh, sorry, important
school,
text coming
school,
in.
Soccer game. Oh, notice.
Okay, God, yeah. Okay, so the favorite things party's coming up.
Can you explain what that is again?
Okay.
I think they're really cool.
They're cool. If you haven't done one, do one. Go to one if you get invited. So basically it's like... 8 people are going to come over on this night, or my friend Laura invites 7 people. So it's her included. There's 8. So you set a budget and it's like, choose your favorite gift that's under $25.
Is it under $25 or do you guys have a bigger budget than
this year? We went up in budget because last year everybody went over anyways.
That's what I was going to say. And it is, I think
it's 30.
You and I are always concerned about that, but I do think a favorite things party, like if you're going to increase the budget, the things you get in return are also really nice. And
right.
Things you probably wouldn't treat yourself to.
Like most years I choose like what my favorite lip plumper is.
Oh, that's
get
great.
That. And like one of my friends said, I'm still using, I rebought the one that
you
got.
Yeah, Charlotte Tenberry.
Charlotte Tenberry, yeah.
Yeah, you got it from Timu. Everybody's got lip sores.
It's made of lead. Yeah, but you know what? It really plumps your lips, and that's
somebody
why.
Got a deal on Timu.
Timu. So, and so then you buy 8 of those things, or 7 of those things, and Laura sets up like a bag with each person's name on it. So you put it in everybody's bag except yours, you know, and then everybody does that. So you get...
Buy yourself one.
You can buy yourself one.
Keep it.
Helps the math
yeah.
a little, you get those, little bit easier.
The 4 points.
And everybody does that. So you end up with 8 awesome...
Presents. So
yeah.
Nice. And you always come back with stuff that you like never would have thought that you...
Never would have bought before.
Yeah.
And
what was one thing you got last year that you really loved?
You know, a thermal coffee tumbler.
I was gonna say,
because I never buy them for myself, because I look at the, I'll buy the stupid ones for the kids, but
and
I
you'll
look
buy
at
it for Colin. You bought one for Colin,
but it's hard because all I need is one good one.
Yeah,
that's all you need is one good one. You can use
my
it every
like
day.
Family, I hate to admit it, but
yeah,
they leak. That's a problem.
Oh, they're not even allowed in
school anymore.
Yeah,
go buy the go. Pro tip: if you have a favorite things party, go to the Lost and Found, find 8 Stanleys.
Yeah. You're going to find them there, too. The one I got was a Yeti. It's great. It
oh, it's
leak,
awesome.
And it keeps for like 7 hours.
So that's one of the things that one of the people got you is one of those thermal
the
cups
Yeti.
And you liked
yeah.
it. Okay, great.
And then Laura got me a little travel makeup case thing.
Oh, that's
that
great.
I really liked. So, but I try to like really think about it and put stuff that I really want or have and like really love. So this year, because we did up it to we said $30 or $35, because I think last year we had upped it to $25, and a lot of us
$35 doesn't
over.
Feel like a lot, especially with what we pay for babysitters.
I know, but I found some good things.
Okay.
And some of them I thought that the ladies would like.
By the way, nobody's paying us to say any of this.
Nobody
is. And I would enjoy if they did.
You know what?
Or just sent me a free t-shirt.
Some
or
kind of a kickback.
Something. I
and
like free stuff.
Some of these things are from Amazon, and I was really hesitant to put them on there because I know they, like, people who have, like, an Amazon page where they get, like, a little kickback for, like, doing those videos, they get shit for that, man. They don't get enough for that. Like, Jeff Bezos has
I know.
A ton of cash.
And Bezos, thank you for still not sending any money to my daughter who sent you So many cryptic emails.
See, that's why I don't even know if I want to do this.
Man, if there, unless there's competition with Amazon, Amazon is the way we go. So it some is, little it young makes, entrepreneur Ness needs to get her act together and start coming up with a new Amazon.
I'll tell you, especially for the favorite things party, you know, you do need to buy in bulk. You got to buy 8 of them. So
yeah, it's if you can get a deal,
buy on Amazon. And
if you
okay,
could go to Costco for some of these things.
But these are not on Amazon. These things, these first few things that I have that I okay. So one thing that we mentioned earlier that I really, really love is it's Elf Eyes Lips Face Bronzing Drops.
I love those. It's so funny you were going to say that. I have a whole thing about those.
Okay. Here's how much they are, $12. And can I tell you my thing about
them?
They
came out on the like 25 top beauty items or something like that. They were like competitive with all the fancy brands. And e.l.f. is a budget-friendly brand, which I really like.
They're $12.
$12.
And let me tell you, okay, I do a different thing with them than I think you're going to say that you do with them.
You're
going to
love what I do with them.
Okay, which mine is... When we do live shows, I always wear a skirt or I wear shorts.
Yes.
And I...
Fabulous legs. Always has had fabulous legs.
Well, that's what people say, but I will tell you, I used to buy like a bronzer or leg makeup, and I started using the glow drops.
Smart.
Because they're like translucent kind of, so they don't make you look like they're, like you're overly tan,
orange.
Like it's not realistic, you know, like... Because I look at our Amazon special, by the way. My legs are a different color, but it was like, you know, you like a little color on your legs does.
It also goes a long way.
It goes such a long way because I used one bottle
drops.
For the entire 6 weeks of our tour. Yeah.
$12.
And it really like spreads out. It's better if you put it on with your hands for $12.
Yes.
It's the best.
Here's what you're going to love this. I tend to get in a hurry and I don't go into Sephora. Remembering the number or the color of my skin. It's not, I figure, how hard can it be? I'll grab a foundation. It's always really white or mildly yellow.
Right.
And I put it on and then everyone asks if I have jaundice or if I'm sick. And so I have more jars of opened frickin' foundation that does not match my skin. And I've used it too much and I'm too lazy to take it back and I don't want to deal with Sephora that I've been using those bronzing drops
yeah.
because I can add it to that makeup
right.
and I can use that makeup. So the budget-friendly person in me goes, ugh, I can. But here's
yes.
the other thing I do. I tend to go overboard with anything right away and I put a lot in. I thought you needed a lot. The
you
same
don't.
Amount,
a little goes a long way with
I thought you needed
those.
The same amount as your foundation.
Oh, God. Half and
so,
half?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. That was what I put on first. I didn't know how to do it. So I put the bronzing drops on. And that's why they say drops. You don't need a quarter size.
Yeah.
And when I put it on and say that I look like I just got back from Boca,
yeah.
it was not wrong. And then I tried to put the makeup on over it. And then I texted Jen. I was like, hey, do I put this on first or mix it? And she's like, you only need like 3 drops. And I'm like, well,
oops,
I'm dark on this show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well,
but it really does make your old makeup go further. And it adds a little bit of pigment. So like if you have old makeup that you're not using, I'd bring it out and see if you can mix those bronzing drops in it. That's how I think that should be a commercial.
I think that is what it's for. And I would say like with all of those old makeups, and there might be some professional that tells you this is bad for some reason, but those like ones that you try and they don't work and you can't take
back.
Yeah,
man, they're expensive.
But you could add like the e.l.f. bronzing drops to it and you can use it on your legs and stuff
That's
like that.
That's what I'm
that.
Saying. It makes
yeah.
your makeup that you're not using, you can actually use it now.
It like gives new life to it. It's very smart, Kristen.
I've got them on right now.
And I do believe if you wear foundation, you just add a drop or two to your foundation.
Yeah.
Or if you don't wear foundation, you just need like probably a drop for
your
entire
face. Or you're
going to
look like the chick from Something About Mary, which I did.
And it's got a little bit of shimmer to it, which is why I love
yes.
it for the legs.
It's
so
really
it,
pretty.
Like, makes your angles look good. And then I have one other, which
okay.
I can't believe the price on this one. And I would compare it to very expensive brands, but it's also by e.l.f., which you can get at Ulta. You can get it at Target. You can get it at...
Can you get it at CVS?
You can get it at CVS. You can get it at Walgreens, I think. Maybe not. I don't know. But it's very accessible. And I love this. It's... It's called it's a monochromatic multi-stick. So it's a multi-use stick for eyes, lips, and cheek. So you can grab the one thing, it's like the size of a lipstick, and throw it in your bag.
Oh.
And you can use it wherever. The color that I love is called Glimmering Guava, but it comes in 7 shades. So all you need is like, it just gives you that like pinched cheek kind of look and a little bit of color to your lips. You guys, it's $5.
For $5, you can experiment and not feel terrible.
And don't you feel like that's what makeup should cost anyway?
I was at home and I was looking at my daughter's list, and they were all the girl. There was a bunch of girls over on Sunday because Charlie was going back to New York, and so all the girls were together, and they were all talking about Sephora products. And in my head, I'm just hearing price tags. I'm like, First of all, your skin's
$30. That's $30.
Why does someone your age need $180 low end of beauty products? Like, do you know what I would do to have your skin right now? Like,
yes.
I don't want to say because it makes me sound creepy, but they don't need, it's also kind of hard on their skin. But I was like, they need to have a Payless shoe store for makeup that is not the dollar store, because I don't trust the stuff in there. I trust e.l.f. And I feel like they need to have an e.l.f. storefront that we could go in just like Sephora.
Yeah.
All e.l.f. products.
Absolutely. It's great. So my other, you'll love this, my next one, I'm definitely going to give this one in my favorite things. It's called the, it's by Morphe, which you can get at Ulta, which I love. The Morphe line also is great. But it's Make It Big XXL Lip Plumping Serum, and it's $14. And I think it's the best. I used to say that Heat by Rihanna's line, Fenty, was the best. It's this one. It's so good. I'm getting it for all the girls.
That's great.
At the party, because they all love lip plumper.
Remember when you put that on me and I thought you had burned my mouth?
I made the note, Kristen can't handle it. She was like, what's happening to my lips right now? That was this one. She's like, really hot. Like, really? I'm like, would you lick your lips? You can't even use your tongue right now. Everything's swollen. I'm worried she's going into like anaphylactic shock because it works so damn well. She was fine. It was just,
I never looked better, but I was so upset.
You can't give lip plumper to an ADHD person. They feel it too much.
I'm sensory receptive.
She's like, I can't do anything.
Didn't you put it on Colin? Didn't you put it on my husband?
Oh, that was a different one. This, he couldn't handle this shit either. I know.
He's such a big talker. He's like, you're being dramatic. I'm like, hurts. I think this shit she has, she got it from Chinatown and it's hurting my mouth.
No, it's Am totally I allowed to legit. Say that? It's totally.
I mean, if you buy cosmetics in Chinatown, you're dealing with like.
Yeah. There could be some. I mean,
you got it from Teeb.
There's like gasoline in there, man. You have no, but not this one. It's great. It's good. It's great. Okay. It's just the regular lip.
Do you
plumper,
think it really works though? It like makes your lips go.
I think it is the. There's one other one I'm liking right now because it has color to it. The thing that's great about the...
Oh, this is just a lip plumper.
Morphe Make It Big XXL Lip Plumping Serum. We'll post the links to all of these, too, if you guys want them. It's clear, so you can put it on top of whatever. And it works so well. Sometimes lip plumpers don't work on top of lipstick because it's like...
There's a barrier.
It's absorbed. Yeah. This will work, and it's clear. But I do like Charlotte Timberry.
Timberry
has a
quarter of the price.
Has a lip plumper that I really like. Where I look in the mirror, I'll overline my lips, and then I get that like.
You guys are always asking, how does she do it?
It's you overline your lips with like a new, like a something that's slightly darker than your lip color, and then do the plumper, and it looks like that filled lip look without all the money. So that's the way to do it. And then the other thing, I got to find where the link is at for this because I saw this on somebody else's. I think everybody should have it. By the way, you're getting this, Casey, Kristen, you're getting one because I love it. I saw it on somebody else's like Christmas list.
Delilah's?
No, it was some influencer and I didn't pay attention, but I did screenshot the item so I could go back to it later. So it's a keychain charger. It has
smart
3x2 inches with a keychain ring to it. It has two adapters, so you can do like
smart,
you know, the trapezoid shape plug or an iPhone plug, and then it also has an Apple Watch plug when you lay it
flat.
And it's about 3x2, so it's not huge. And I looked at the reviews, and people are saying you can bring it on like a 2 or 3 day trip, and it'll charge your phone like twice completely.
That's great. That's all you need. You need once.
You
need to get from A to B.
Sure you plug it in Sunday night or something like that, and then you got it for the week. Whenever.
That's actually a really good idea. That's another good gift idea. It's just to get everybody their own chargers and put their names on it and be like,
That's really put
in
that, smart.
Put in a stocking and go, God. Don't touch mine.
A cord. We write our names like psychotic people on all of our same. Apple bricks.
Mine. I write mom, mine. Hands yes. off. Don't
touch. Don't move touch. It.
Don't move it. Don't take it out of this. And then I'll find it in the most random places. And then everybody gets hostile and they're like, where are all the chargers? You guys keep taking them. I'm like, I don't take them ever. You guys take mine. How do I know? Look at all the insanity written on this one that is now in the downstairs back den.
Yes.
With wrappers from Hershey bars.
Yeah.
Animals.
It's always the case. I mean, I yep. should get one.
I'm with
like,
you.
With like a cactus like oh, cord to little, it so they can't
little
touch
shock,
it.
Little shock fence.
Yeah.
If it ain't
Mom,
me.
How come you peeled the rubber off all these cords? I'm like, well, you know
I
what?
Dare you to find out.
Okay, something else. So I don't know about these, but you ladies always ask about, Kristen and I get a lot of readers off of Amazon. Yes. These are the ones I personally get
these
asked about
new.
The
Those
most.
Are cute.
These I got on Amazon too. I just buy them in
they
bulk, you guys, because they're 1.5s, because I have worse eyesight than you.
No, you don't. I just haven't upgraded.
So my glitter readers
yes,
that everybody beautiful. Likes, they're glitter cat eye readers. They're $25.99. That's a good gift for your
yep.
friends or for like somebody at work or something like that. They're on Amazon and we
that's
can post
a great,
the link.
That's actually a great, fun present that you know you'd use is a set of readers, even though that person's like, how old are we? But they're if you're going to have to wear readers, at least make them have fun. Yeah.
It's not like somebody's not going to see that you're wearing readers. Own that shit, man.
Yeah. Makes it more fun.
Get some obnoxious ones. Okay. And then I might have more. Of course, my mom's so hard merch. Okay. Do we have shirts left? Honestly,
I don't even know. But they're cute. They're cool. The purple ones are amazing.
Okay.
And the hoodies are great. I can't say enough good things about them.
We just, we're idiots.
Tumblers,
we don't ever say that. But
the wine tumblers.
Don't buy those. We're off.
Had a lot of desire.
Those off.
You took those off. Sorry.
Yeah. We're working on it. Okay. So here's just a couple of plates. I've got, you want the men's gifts first?
Yes.
Or one?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me give you.
I need Colin ideas. That guy. He has it all once he married me.
I might do this every year, honestly. But
Oh, I just inside tooted. Sorry, Jonathan. Did you hear that?
I heard it. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna happen.
Okay, sorry.
Who knows? It's gonna come from any direction
yeah,
with me.
I didn't know at first.
So we really do love Kristen and I. One of our advertisers is Uncommon Goods.
Oh yes.
But it is a really fun website. Honest to God, to peruse
yep.
and check it out. And we do have, you can save 15%.
With us, right? With our
us.
Thing?
You got to use the code IMOMSOHARD. Go to uncommongoods.com/IMOMSOHARD.
You're right. That is, they do advertise, they, you know, buy an ad or whatever, but it's a really
it's
cool
really
website.
Fun. Let me tell you my favorite things. And I think like this would be really good for, I think Brit would love this. I think men will love this because it's nostalgic. They have a create your own real viewer, which is the old toy, the Fisher-Price toy that we had that looks like binoculars and you hold it up and you like
that was
go
like
down with your finger and it goes like
yeah, that's
and it's
cool.
got ViewMaster. ViewMaster.
Yeah.
It's that. Well, that yeah, that's why they don't call
yeah,
it that because
like,
they'll get
stupid. Copyright.
So you can send them the pictures.
Oh, that's cool.
And they'll create separate reels. So it can be like...
the little disc is so satisfying.
And you can... That's a fun thing
that's
for like
fun.
Your husband to like put on his desk or like just... Or you have it in the living room,
Jen
whatever.
Jen'll put nudie pictures
you know
on there.
I will.
Oh, I
you know
won't.
I will.
I
no,
won't because my husband will forget about it and he'll be in the back
leave
of his car and
exactly.
the whole football team will see it.
Exactly. Exactly.
It'll be me.
But it's, I know my husband would love that because he loves kitsch and like.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's really like
it's very personal.
It's personal. It's thoughtful. And it was, it started at $29 because it depends on like how many of the reels you buy and stuff like that. But that's such a reasonable gift. Okay. The other thing is 12 days of hot sauce that Uncommon Goods has.
There you go. That's all I'm
brother-in-law's getting one. My husband's getting one. Other brother-in-law's getting one.
Done.
It's such an easy one. They've got that on there. And these are all found from small businesses, American-made products, right? So it's great.
I think when you get a personalized gift, that feels very personal. My husband just was gifted like a scotch decanter from the soccer team that he coached.
That's
and
nice.
And it said Sweeney on it, and it looks really cool.
That's really, I
the
love
booze
that.
Goes out of it fast.
I have I have a, it's not an Uncommon Goods. I'll give you guys the link for it, but let me finish Uncommon Goods and I'll tell you,
yeah.
I have one exactly like that that you're going to love. Okay. So the other thing that they had was for kids, they have really great toys. And I know a lot of you moms are like, I don't even buy wooden toys. Or I'm not buying, you know, like,
yeah.
We try to be conscious and not just like buying plastic shit.
Yeah.
And Uncommon Goods has a ton of stuff. Our daughters, I think, would love it. It's a squishy gummy bear nightlight.
Oh, how cute.
Because they're so into the decor.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So the decor is awesome. Toys are awesome. It's
wait,
got STEM
that's
stuff.
Not, is that
uncommon? That's Uncommon
okay,
Goods.
Cool.
Yeah. And then it reminded me to check out Fat Brain Toys, too, for toys.
Fat Brain Toys.
Your Christmas shopping, too.
Those are, oh, my gosh.
Sorted by age and interest on there. But the other thing I thought would be good for dads is there's a company that makes I got to find it. It's in my notes. Okay. Here's a couple more. Okay. Siligrams, Siligrams.
Glad
makes,
I'm not saying that.
It's a silicone company.
Okay.
You can get customized whiskey ice trays that have your husband's initials in them.
That's dope.
So those two, I'm going to order some for Britt. They're
yeah.
like, you can order different sizes of ice. I'm going to get the 2x2, 2-inch by 2-inch size.
That's cool.
And you can choose what the monogram looks like and stuff. And you know, when he has friends over and those little like cool highball
yeah.
glasses. And in the picture, they had it sitting up with the monogram on it. That's
what
like,
is it with ice these days, man? It's such a nice, it's such a weird thing of self-care for men. My husband has these things that they're just like, it's a ball of ice and it has it's an ice tray that like the bottom
oh,
is.
Yeah.
And then so his favorite thing on a Friday night is to like take out this particular ice ball and put it in
yes.
his glass and then have a sphere of ice in there. I'm like, dude, I can give you ice.
Because
I can give you cold.
As you get older, it's not quantity of the item. It's the quality of the item. So that varies in price too. Around $30, $40, depending on the ice cube size in that. But it's really cool stuff. I know my husband's
That's
gonna
cool.
lose his mind for that. Okay. The other things for men. Because, look, buying gifts for men, it's Occam's razor. The most obvious answer is the answer, you guys. You don't need to overthink a man's gift, okay? Whatever it
also,
is
Also, you could just
put out.
Put out. And
yeah,
so
they're
happy
with that.
But I'd rather buy something.
Okay, so some of these I've checked out personally, and I know that they're great. One is Malden sea salt flakes. You can order them on Amazon.
So specific.
It's so, but you
everything
know what?
Culinary, you guys.
Okay, but you know what? I think of like the grilling space.
Totally,
because that's my husband's domain. He loves to like prep a salmon to cook.
Yep.
He loves to prep meat to cook it. That's what she said. But like it's this salt company that's been around for 40 years. It's totally reasonable. It's a great one if you're like, I want to buy the guys in the office,
it's
like
Morton?
Seven dudes something.
It's Morton, right?
Maldon,
oh.
Sea salt flakes.
Malden, okay.
They come in a really fancy, nice, like retro package.
Cool.
They've been making salt, grinding salt for like 100 years or whatever. It's this family-owned company. It's a chef favorite. It looks really nice on the top of food. You can see the flakes,
yeah.
you know, if you're making
oh, I know.
A fancy holiday dessert or something. And it also really seasons well. Like, it kind of melts well. They're pyramid-shaped pieces of salt.
Yum, yum.
And I want to say it's like $13 for this nice box, which normally you wouldn't be like, I'm going to go buy salt because I need some, and it's $13. I'm buying the dollar shit. Buying the dollar shit. But this is a nice gift where you're like.
Yeah, it's great for steaks, by the way.
It's awesome for steaks. So that one, and then the other one, I was thinking of Colin. I think I sent you this link before. I was thinking of my husband.
Probably didn't do anything with that link.
Meat claws, you guys. Meat claws.
Meat claws. We have those.
Okay. I think
you got them for him last year.
Oh, yeah.
The things?
Yeah. They're little handles that they
yeah.
can go in and shred beef or shred chicken
yeah.
or whatever. So useful.
Yeah. When he has them on, he kind of looks like the Wolverine.
He looks like a very gay bear.
Yeah.
Like, and
which
not bear.
Also gets me going.
Sometimes
if you're shredding meat with your hands and you're decisive about it, I'm getting turned on.
He
man.
Will put on a leather cap and leather vest, and Kristen's like, he's
yeah,
my cherry pie, shredding no. up the meat, the kitchen, yeah,
Woo.
Yeah, that's
yeah, Bajan delicious.
What up? Okay, let me see if I have a couple more, and I
okay.
want you to check this website because we need gift ideas for you, Kristen.
Okay. What? For what?
For your birthday and for Christmas.
I don't need anything. Don't donate it either. I don't want anybody
to buy for somebody who says they don't need anything.
Well, first of all, I don't want anybody giving something away to charity.
On your behalf? Come on.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No, we know that.
We gave
to the local
planted
library
a tree.
In your name.
I save it. It's my birthday. That. I don't want that. I'd rather have loot. I just don't know what.
Okay.
And if you bring home a dog from that freaking dog rescue, I will kill you.
I am apprehensive. This is very similar to like Uncommon Goods, this website. It is like in my feed all the freaking time because I hate how much I love this site. But it's all independent brands and it's super eclectic, weird, beautiful stuff. Like what is it? It's over the top. This company's called Wolf and Badger.
I love Wolf and Badger.
Okay.
It's weird.
They have got some super dumb expensive stuff on there. They also have some really cool, like reasonably
priced
stuff.
I do. I put in the website on my computer. Because I don't do it. I dare not do it on Facebook or
it'll
Instagram.
Keep coming up.
Because it'll be Wolf and Badger. It just keeps nonstop.
I keep filling that cart. I'm never like
if you
would have
been a
trigger,
boyfriend, we'd be dating because you're coming on to me so hard. But like,
I will say it's a site full of not practical items. Very fun. You would be delighted to get kind of items. I mean, if you have loot coming out of your ears, and listen, we're not talking like. Most of the things are like under $200, $100, something like that. And the things that I love are, they have these slippers that say, fuck you. But No, I know, but I love them. You know somebody in your life that wants those slippers though, right?
Yeah.
And they're like $78 or something. They're like all bedazzled and stuff like that. But they also have these really cute, fluffy slider slippers that have like pink champagne, like
cute
bottles, and it's all like gems and stuff like that. And they have great hats for men, which I think is a really good Christmas gift for your dude. Like they have fancy hats, like a
fedora.
Yeah, guys, Kristen, guys like that these days, don't they, Casey? Guys like hats, don't
they?
Tell
me right now that you go out in your young ass life and see a dude wearing a fedora and you're not like, bro, no, come on.
No, they are not in agreement with me. Well, you can buy beanies, probably buy Kristen's beanie there too. And one that she's got on right now. I love a good hat. I was surprised when I went on there to see the men's hats are really cool. They have cool ball caps and stuff like that.
That's
too,
what I like. But my husband has, we have 100 easily. He gives me shit about shoes, and I'm like, let me go get your hat collection that's part in our garage,
part
in our den, part in our bedroom, half on our hooks.
You got a lot.
Hats.
I'm always sending her creative hat storage ideas because that guy's got so many ball caps. And I'll tell you this, my husband, his head is so big, like a medical anomaly. Like, I'm buying the hats at the tire
shop.
That's
why I'm like, you're not getting him a fedora.
I'm going to look.
He's going to look.
When I have time to go through and see, do they have special sizing for people with
Scottish giant heads?
People who didn't wear helmets when they played football in high school. I don't know. And my favorite thing that I found on this website, and tell me everybody doesn't need one of these, a Dolly Parton flask.
Oh, that's cute.
Right?
That's cute. But I would want the flask.
Yeah, the flask. Yeah. You buy it for yourself. Wait, you know what? Click on there. Send the links to your husband. Give him a layup. Give him an easy win, right?
I love this idea, but I'm sending him links with stuff that has, like, I want diamonds attached.
They have fancy jewelry on there.
Okay.
They have, like, costume jewelry. They have, like, plated jewelry. And then they have super expensive jewelry, too.
But
they had a whole page. I love... angel wing necklaces. I had one,
cute.
But it's like turned green at this point. But I think that's what I'm going to send my husband is they have cute little ones. And the one I really like is $148, which is, that's pretty reasonable
that's
gift.
That's very reasonable,
for,
Jen.
Right?
I'm going up on my budget on that because it's been a hard year and I've earned it.
Yeah. Well, it's
like how
want?
Difficult.
Well, are you really, is that what you're going to ask for Christmas? Are you going to ask for?
You know what? This is how lame I am for Christmas. Like when I really, because I know people like, when you think about Christmas presents, you're like, give ideas because people don't want to hear you don't want anything because that's stressful to them. Yeah. They're like, just give me an idea.
You're like, I'm going to blow this. I'm going to get what I think you're going to like. And then you're not going to, like, I'm going to get your husband a hat. And he's going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with this lady? I don't wear hats. What kind of
weird?
You think I'm riding one of those big antique bikes with the big front wheel or something too? Get out of here.
It's very
man.
Irish of him. Yeah. Like to wear one of those newsies.
I feel like Colin would actually.
We
like
tried to put one on him in Ireland and I was like, the sizing is weird. You look like a big baby. Like,
he's like, ooh.
I would say for myself, the things that I want, so I want a chef's knife. I want like a really nice, sharp.
That when it goes not sharp, you get it sharpened.
Getting sharpened because like our knives are from when we got married and I don't think they were very expensive. And like, I am constantly like cutting myself because you're overcutting.
Yeah.
So I'm That's like,
when you get cut is when they're not sharp.
When they're not sharp. Yeah. So I would like a chef's knife. I told Colin, I want some gift cards so that I can do my own shopping.
Yeah.
You know?
Always a win.
Because we need to do some decor stuff in our house. Because we, you know, the renovation was so expensive that I was like, oh, I'll pump the brakes. I'll use what I've got. But I'm like, no, I'm ready to like add some new stuff. I just don't want him to pick it out.
Well, decor stuff is for your house, though. That's not for you. It's not like.
Jewelry. I want stuff.
You're going to decorate the house with jewelry?
No, I'm saying for me, for Christmas. But
that's really smart because I'm gonna be like, what? This is the family's diamonds.
Yeah, I'm like, let's decorate me in diamonds and then everybody will like me more because they'll want those after I'm, you know what I mean? That's what I say.
No, it'll force them to be nicer.
You know, somebody want my chef's knife and my diamonds.
Those are great.
That's what I want.
That's practical. So you're giving them a practical option and then like a.
Yes. And I'll tell you, one year I did ask for a Chanel brooch, which they're expensive, but. My husband had to go stand in line at Chanel. You have to get a time. You have to get an appointment. And I can tell you right now, he said there was a line. And I guarantee you, if you scan that line, it's a line of such happy, enthusiastic anticipation of everyone there.
Yeah.
Then you cut to Colin and it's an angry Irishman that feels like he's about to get ripped off and then go down the line. It's just happy, excited anticipation.
Yeah. Well,
I think he called it the channel store.
Oh God.
Colin. It didn't go well. But I did get my brooch and it was beautiful. And I was like, have you ever seen me wear anything more than the two Chanel brooches I have? I interchange them on jackets and things that I've had for years. And I love them every step of the way. So I do believe in buying nice presents for me.
I agree with that. I will say DHgate makes a really good knockoff.
Hey. We're going to get team. Oh, man. Now we're just going to get flooded by DHgate.
Hold on. Did we think that Chanel was going to send us gifts or something before that moment?
Chanel never does.
I don't know why.
I mean, I think I look at you and I think Chanel, but I look at me and I think, don't give her Chanel.
Well,
at this point right now, what I'm
saying. That's nice of you to say, but I will talk about pooping for like an hour if you've listened to the podcast.
We talked about pooping right before we started this podcast.
We're about half an hour.
Half an hour.
Yeah. But
and it was delightful and I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Did we just podcast?
I think we just podcasted.
Pioneer.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.